Hi again, Medical Education Podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal, coming to you today with one of those curious and always intriguing moments of speaking from opposite ends of the globe, where in Vancouver, we're experiencing our deepest cold of the year, and Australia, they're experiencing their hottest haunt. The voice you'll hear in a moment is James Brown, who is Director of Education Quality Improvement at Eastern Victoria GP Training, where he manages their research portfolio. And he's also completing a PhD through Monash University. And as part of that exercise, he and his colleagues have a paper coming out in the May issue of Medical Education entitled Theory, A Lost Character, as presented in General Practice Education Research Papers. James, thanks for making the time to talk. I understand that you're actually having record heat waves where you're sitting at the moment.
Yes, we've had the hottest January in our area on record, and it's extremely dry around here. So it's hard to imagine you being in the cold there, Kevin.
Well, I was actually just starting to think that we were going to escape this year without having a winter, but it has descended on us in the last 10 days or so. So, yeah, I think I'll actually take the dry cold over most other things. Am I correct in saying that this paper we're going to talk about is part of your PhD studies, or is this something that you were doing on top of that just by virtue of working with the individuals you're working with at Monash and other places?
It is part of my PhD studies, but it also articulates with the other work that I do, so, and also in my own interests. So I guess it really came out of the challenge to understand what is this thing, theory, that we expected to include as part of quality research, and also just aware that within my own research community, the use of theory is something that many of my colleagues struggle with, and so this work partly came out of a drive to understand how better to use theory within the research we do, and particularly the way we write it into our research papers.
Well, and it's one of those issues that rears its head every few years, if not more frequently, it seems, within the medical education world, and almost to the point where I find myself pausing whenever I consider using the word theory, because it carries so much baggage, in particular, as you said, for some individuals just almost feeling paralyzed or overwhelmed by the notion that they need to find or use theory. Can you elaborate a little bit more for those who might not be in similar positions to what some of the challenges were that prompted this work?
Well, I guess, as you say, the word theory tends to raise barriers for people. So I'm running a session with our GP supervisors next week, and I'll be doing a session on educational theory, and I know that the first barrier that I'll need to overcome is this impression that somehow theory is not for the practitioner. And I think that, as you say, it does have baggage. But I guess what I've come to understand, that theorizing really as an activity is something that's fundamental to humans, and we theorize all the time. And in many respects, what I do as a clinician, as a GP, is create theoretical frameworks for my patients on a daily basis for them to find some return of a narrative that they can work with in whatever their illness is. And so I see that theory, as we use it at really a folk level right through to grand theories, as really being part of the same continuum, and it's about making meaning, and also about having being able to have a conversation together. So I think that theory has enormous utility and really is fundamental to human activity. Mm. And I really think that to be able to think and conceptualize theory is a helpful thing to do.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason I wanted to talk to you about this, is I agree wholeheartedly. My impression is that those who feel paralyzed by it is because the word theory, you know, implicitly leads them to believe that they're at that grand theory end of the spectrum, and you need to come up with something so overarching that they can't even wrap their heads around how to begin. With this effort, you seem to be trying to work from more bottom up level in terms of looking at how theory is actually being used, rather than necessarily starting from an argument of why it must or should be used. What was it that led you to the general practice vocational education research literature as a way of trying to provide better insight into how theory is or could be used?
Well, I guess particularly that's my home country, general practice. I'm a GP clinician and educator, and my work is in general practice. But I think that what general practice has particular about it that's helpful in this area is that it's very ground-based, so that general practice is always needs to return to the experience of people on the ground. In essence, if the patients choose not to come to us, that's their choice. So we as clinicians need to meet our patients where they are. So it's we're forced to think and work at essentially a coalface of how people are actually living. And I think that environment tends to percolate through our educational processes and then our research processes. There's a sense of practicality and utility about the way that GPs see the world, because that's the environment within which they work. So I think that when you're looking at an issue of how do you make, in this instance, theory more useful, I think that general practice is a good place to, a good field to explore that.
And how does one go about, or how did you choose to go about capturing such a broad issue? If you're conducting a literature review, what did you try to do to sample the way theory is being used in a meaningful way?
So I guess it gets down to this question of how are people actually doing things rather than how they should do things. And this is an approach that we've taken through much of our research program. And so what we wanted to look at was how were paper writers within our field actually using theory, and use that as a springboard for understanding how theory can be used, and perhaps to facilitate more effective use of theory. So essentially we took a period of time that was in practical terms feasible. So we took a 5-year period, the preceding 5-year period, and collected research papers using the PRISMA guidelines as a scoping review. And we looked at papers that used theory in the way that they examined whatever educational activity they were undertaking their research on. So we searched for papers that made an effort or an attempt to use theory in the way that they wrote up their work.
And that actually leads me to the way in which you try to frame the papers that you found, and it feels a little bit ironic in the sense that you've indicated that you're trying to use this literature that's very practically grounded, and you yourself are coming from a practical focus, and then you overlaid Aristotle, one of the archetypes of broad theoretical type thinking, and also in the notion of Campbell's monomyth, onto the papers that you're describing. So how do you boil that down for those individuals who might not be totally familiar with the notion of poetics or monomyth?
I guess that's a fair comment. I think that both Aristotle and Campbell were and are very practical people. I mean, Aristotle was really trying to understand what makes good drama, and so he created the conceptual model for understanding that. Now, that might not be a conceptual model that we're familiar with in broad society here, but it certainly had a big impact on the way that our stories are structured. We very much come out of a Greek heritage. And then, of course, Joseph Campbell in recent times, again, many people may not know of him, but many do, and he really looked at the structure of a story in terms of how it impacts on how we understand our own life journey as the hero's journey. And he is actually very much present in common literature. George Lucas, in writing Star Wars, was a very strong advocate of Joseph Campbell and used his work and him to guide the structuring of Star Wars. So that story, which has broad understanding and experience within our society, is very underpinned by Joseph Campbell's work. So while the names might not be familiar, the work and the impact, I think, is familiar.
Well, and it actually created quite an intriguing representation of the literature, in that you present theory as a character, to go all the way back to your title. Can you again unpack that a little bit? What did this effort produce for you in the way of insights by thinking about theory as part of a story?
Well, I suppose, again, in the end, it's the utility that it brings. And I think that theory is a conceptual framework for understanding and navigating the world that we live in. So what theory, and in this instance, Aristotle and Joseph Campbell, have brought to this work is it's given a framework in which to understand what it is that we're looking at. Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you just repeat your question again there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, all I was trying to ask you to speak about a little bit was what it means to think of theory as a character, or how sort of representing this as a story helped you to think through the role of theory in our research.
Yes, I suppose conceptualizing a research paper as a story very much came from conversations and a course that I did with Laurel Lee Lingard, and those who know would know that she is very keen on understanding the rhetorical structure of what we do. And I think in many ways a research paper is a form of story. In essence, it's a way of one person communicating to other people, and so that it needs to have a form that is meaningful to both the teller or the writer and also the audience. So I think that the idea of a research paper being a form of story is fits well, and it also articulates well with me as a GP, because I see that much of what I do in my work is enable my patients to have a restructuring of their story. So this whole idea of communication being in many respects a form of storytelling, I think, is a very helpful one.
And just to overlay my own experience with that, if I may, for a second, that feels to me like one of the key pieces in terms of helping people position their papers when they're submitted to the journal is you know, those that struggle generally are those that haven't presented their work in the context of some story that would be relevant beyond the location where it was written. Do you have any insights from your effort to look at how theory is being used as to how one might even whether it's in the act of writing or not, how might one think better about the research that they're pursuing?
So I suppose there's two ways of looking at this. You know, are we talking about the research that we're pursuing, or the way that we present the research to others? And I guess this is very much about presentation of research, this paper, but it fundamentally reflects the way that the research has been undertaken in the first place. So I guess just to take a step backwards, in some respects, answering the previous question, the reason that we went with Aristotle and Joseph Campbell's idea of the story is that when you look at a research paper, it very much fits with that model of a journey, because fundamentally you introduce a problem, you go on an exploration, you hopefully undertake a change, and then you come out in a new place, which is the structure of a story. So then when you look at how does theory fit into that, I guess the problem is that because there's this expectation within our particular community that theory should be a character, you end up with a lot of researchers feeling that almost as an afterthought, theory needs to be put in order to fit in with the genre of our community and the requirements for publication. So when you look at people's research paper as a story, it can easily hang together in its own right, and then this character of theory just pops in somewhere and almost is a bit of a surprise, and not in a way that's coherent with the rest of the story. And I think that's a shame. I think it's something for us to reflect on as a community, in the way that we as medical educator scholars expect theory to be within our work, and then if we are going to expect it, then how should it be framed and how should it be used? And perhaps just take a step backwards, why do we expect theory to necessarily be part of our story? Is it something that is essential for quality, or is it in part an expression of the particular culture that we've adopted for this particular time? I think it's an interesting thought to think, why has theory become valorized in the way that it has, as one question, and then if we are valorizing it, how do we assist the people within our community to include it as part of their story, and then prior to their storytelling as part of their work? And I guess I do find theory useful, and I find it very interesting and helpful to what I do. And having spent this time working on theory for this paper, I feel that I have a better grasp of using it and use it more effectively and in our work. So it's been a journey for myself as well.
Well, and that is a particularly fitting note, I think, for us to wrap up on, in that the details are in the paper and we won't be able to get through them all. But what I'm hearing you argue is that, you know, theory provides a tool that can help people think better or present their work better. And I was particularly taken by the conclusion you offered in saying that theory can be meaningfully present in the story if it's assigned a role in a deliberate way that's articulated, the guidance you offer in terms of, you know, developing the character of theory and positioning it in the story seems like very good advice for those of us who've been around for a little while, as well as those who are just new to the field. So I'll thank you for offering this analysis, and look forward to seeing what comes from the rest of your PhD.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kevin. I do hope that it's a useful piece of work for people in thinking about how they can meaningfully use theory in their work, because I do think it does add a great deal, and can be a very important character in our work and our writing, and give it colour and coherence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thank you again for that, and those of you who are listening, the details that James and his co-authors provided can be found in the May 2019 issue of Medical Education, in a paper titled "Theory, comma, a Lost Character?" question mark, as presented in General Practice Education Research Papers. Thanks for listening, and James, all the best. Best of luck.
Thanks, Kevin.